In today's halacha, we're continuing with practical questions and answers and clarifications on the previous lesson regarding washing hands prior to walking. So we said that based on the Zohar, and that is how we follow, that we do not walk 4 cubits, which is 6 feet and 4 inches, before washing hands. So many actually have a custom not to even walk less than 4 amas. In fact, they don't even place their feet on the ground. What is the basis of this custom, and should one follow it? So this custom is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch or any of the codifiers, unlike the ruling of the Zohar that's brought down, as based on the pure ruling of the Zohar brought in Shulchan Aruch, you can walk up to 4 amas. However, it's a tradition amongst Chassidim not to place even the feet on the ground, let alone walk, before washing hands in the morning. And thus we wash while still lying in our bed without our feet touching the ground. The source for this custom is written in the Sefer Mishneh HaSholem, in name of the Igor de Parka, which writes it in the name of Rav Zushav Anipoil. It is also mentioned in the Darki Chaim V'Sholem, the Shulchan Atol, the Ishlava Mabuchash, which are all Chassidish Svarim. The Mishneh HaSholem mentions this is the custom of Tzadikim, although it has become a widespread custom amongst many Chassidim, including many Chabad Chassidim. As for the reason behind this, the Mishneh HaSholem writes that this is because placing the feet on the ground before washing hands grounds the impurity more internally and hence can cause one's animal soul to persecute him and try to seduce him to sin. This is hinted to in the verse, Yisyatzi v'alderech lo teif, he stands on a bad road and will thus not despise evil. These are the words and the reasons recorded in the name of Zushav Anipoil. The Mishneh HaSholem concludes, these words which are said with Ruach HaKedesh do not require any of my support. And it is clear that doing so gives strength to the animal soul and the Yetzer Hara. Based on this, people are also accustomed not to stand even on their bed, and some even avoid sitting up on the bed prior to washing hands and rather wash in a lying position. If one woke up in the middle of the night, must he wash hands, such as before going to the bathroom or before picking up a child that's crying? And in essence, the question is, must one wash his hands each time he gets out of his bed in the middle of the night, which for some people may entail in washing hands 4 to 5 times a night throughout the waking up and going back to sleep process due to disturbed sleep. So practically, the Poskim agree that one should wash his hands each time, shows written in the Mishneh HaSholem, the Darki Chaim V'Sholem, and the Torah Shikusil, and the Kaf HaChaim. However, the Eish El Avraham of Butrats writes in the names of his father-in-law that they have a tradition that the evil spirit does not reside in the hands until one actually wakes up in the morning to get up out of bed, and therefore one is not required, according to in his opinion, to wash hands each time they get out of their bed. The Mishneh HaSholem records this opinion and writes that although one should be stringent in a time of need, one may be lenient to get out of bed in the middle of the night without washing hands. Practically, if it is already past the Laisa Shachar, according to all opinions, the Tumah resides in the hands, and one may not be lenient, even if he plans on going back to sleep, and therefore must wash hands beforehand. In such a case, if one woke up in the middle of the night and he follows the above practice stringency to wash his hands, even though he's going to go back to sleep, must he discard the water and prepare himself new Nagel Vassar water? The Shulchan Atar records this question and states that one should not leave the water there even though he plans to wash a second time upon awakening and should rather spill it out as he goes from the bed. In the above case, if one is returning back to sleep before Alois, one should once again prepare another quart of Nagel Vassar of water to wash hands for the second time when he awakens, as the spirit of impurity will once again return to his hands since he is returning to sleep before Alois HaShachar. What does one do if he's sleeping on a bunk bed? How does he fulfill this dictum of not walking or not putting his feet on the ground before washing? It's brought in the Tshuva of the Chalkas Yankiv 3:12 that he should simply descend from the bunk bed and then wash his hands within 4 amas from the bed, at least following the letter of the law of the Zohar of not walking 4 amas before washing. May one walk within the same room without washing his hands? So some people have this misconception that you're allowed to walk within the same room, even more than 4 amas, prior to washing. This is incorrect, as is ruled by majority of Paiskim, and will not walk 4 amas, even in the same room. However, there are Paiskim that are lenient, this is the opinion of the Shlus Yankiv, that one may walk within the same room even more than four amas. And the Mishnah Berurah records his opinion as well as the Chari Tshuva, and they rule that one should not lechatchila rely on this opinion, but in the case of need, one may do so. According to all opinions, one may not walk outside of the room without washing hands if you walk more than four amas, as is brought down in the Prima Gaudim, the Ish Lavram, and the Beis Baruch. And thus, those that just walk around the house without washing are certainly doing a forbidden act. But once again, the way we rule, even within the same room, is forbidden to walk four amas. It's just that there are some that are lenient to do so.